This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Rolling along here on a Thursday afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Mike has the couple of days off at the end of this week here, and then I'll be off next week. So just me for a couple of days here, and then just him for a week coming up after that. But I'm not alone, because joining me right now on the Western Hotline is another one of our favorites, Matt Verderam, on the Chiefs and the NFL for SI Now. Matt, it's great of you to join us on such short notice, too. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Happy to do it.
I wanted to mention to you before we get going, because the way my brain works, I'll end up forgetting wanting to tell you something that I would consider a compliment. The tweet you had within the last day or two, sharing the story about your cross country trip and trying to walk the dog, was splendid. For folks who didn't see it, there was a gentleman who saw you struggling for what you recently had surgery. You were struggling. You can tell the story. I loved seeing it the other day.
No, I appreciate it. I just get annoyed when I feel like people are disingenuous and or when they're just jerks. I live out in Chicago, outside of Chicago, and but I'm from New York. I grew up in the Catskill Mountains, which is where I am right now. And I went to school 3 hours from Oswego, or from Buffalo in Oswego. I was driving back, and I had back surgery like a month ago. And so I was concerned on the ride back. It's 14 hours. Got the dog in the car. He's pretty big, and he pulls on the leash. And so I was told by my doctor, like, look, don't let him out. Like, you can't. If he pulls, you're going to re-herniate your disc, and you're going to need the surgery. So, I was like trying to like very basically figure out a very convoluted way to get him out the door. My 7-year-old daughter's trying to help me, and this gentleman could see, I guess, from where he was pumping gas, that it was a struggle. Came over, doesn't speak a lick of English. We communicate to each other through his translator on his phone, and he let my dog out, put the dog back in the car, shut the door. Like, didn't ask for a dime, didn't like got nothing out of it other than just like, hey,
yeah,
I can see you need a little bit of help. And I was responding to a tweet from somebody who's a politician in Illinois who just, if you don't speak English, you don't. It's like, hey, look, I don't give a damn. There were a lot of people at that truck stop who spoke English, who saw the same thing that guy saw, and didn't move an inch. Which, by the way, like, fine.
Sure, right.
To me, like, if you're a good person, you're a good person. And it really bothers me when people try to paint it any other way than that.
Yeah, I just really appreciated seeing that story. The other thing I wanted to squeeze in is more related to football. You've made me make what I think is an important change in how I handle myself on the show, because 13 seconds, this is the end of me saying it, 13 seconds is from now on going to be referred to by me anyway as the game that shall go nameless. Because scrolling through, I don't remember what you were responding to or quote tweeting about, but yeah. Whatever it was, incredible game or finish you can't believe whatever it was, there's 13 seconds there, and it took the air out of me when I saw it. And I thought, every time I do that on a nice summer day, I'm doing that to somebody riding around on their car or running on their treadmill or whatever they're doing while they're listening to us. And I don't want to do that to people. I don't want to stop that.
I get it. Yeah, I had a buddy who also writes, and he was asking people, what's the game that is a defining moment for Mahomes?
Oh,
and I was like, well, I mean, look, I'll say this actually in like a positive way for the Bills. I know that game is a horror movie for Bills fans. I get it. That game to me is the greatest game I've ever seen in terms of quarterback play in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Allen couldn't have played any better that night. And I think the only reason that the Chiefs were able to win is I don't think Mahomes could have either. That game is the game that made me look at Josh Allen differently. Not that I didn't think he was excellent at that point. I mean, obviously he had a couple of great years, but there's no other quarterback in football, having watched every snap of Mahomes' career. Like, even as great as Lamar is or Burrow, I always feel like if Mahomes plays his best, they're just going to win. They're going to win the game. Like, I don't really care what the other guy does. They're not going to win. They're not going to overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
Allen is the only guy in the league that when they play Buffalo, I feel like even if Mahomes plays his absolute best, if Allen plays his best, it's still an open question who's going to win the game. And I don't think there's any other quarterback that I feel that way about. I think it's fair to say they would probably agree with me. Allen's been, phenomenal. I think that game, even though they lost, was a pretty big example as to why.
Yeah, no doubt. Matt Verderam, long time covering the Chiefs and the NFL for SI Now on the Wester Hotline from New York State, as it turns out. So we're glad to have you close by again, Matt. So the Bills on the overall here, you know how it goes. It's year 9 for McDermott, year 8 for Allen, and they've hit their head on the same ceiling here. This game we're talking about being the most painful example, but the other ones have hurt too, of course, and they've yet to reach a Super Bowl, let alone win one. And I don't know, I feel like as long as you're still a respectable, objectively thought of contender for the Super Bowl, I got no problem having hope for it. I mean, I don't mean it's going to happen, but I think fans are getting a little worn down here. We're getting antsy, Matt. I don't know, what do you think of that?
Listen, I totally understand it. Okay, like I'm a Knicks fan in basketball. Like,
right.
I understand. Like, I grew up in the '90s, where it was just unrelenting pain every year losing to the Bulls. I would say this though for the Bills. Listen, you have an MVP quarterback. I understand with McDermott. I get the criticism, and it's warranted at times. At the same point, he's a good coach. He's a coach that if they fired him, he would have no problem getting another job instantly. This is a team that has a really good offensive line. There's a really good running back. The wide receivers aren't overwhelming, but there's depth to the group, and Shakir's a really nice player in the slot. Defensively, you've got two really good corners in Johnson and Benford. Of course, we'll see what happens here with Harrison. The front seven, look, you're hoping a little bit that Rousseau takes that jump from like really like solid good player to like Pro Bowl player. But all that's to say, when I look at the AFC, I still think it's about three teams. It's about Kansas City, it's about Buffalo, and it's about Baltimore. Quite frankly, I look at the Ravens and say, for all their talent, call me when they win a game that matters, because they can never do it. Buffalo has proven repeatedly they can do it. They can win big games in the playoffs. They haven't been able to beat the Chiefs, but they've been able to get there over and over. And I actually wrote a column earlier this year. I give them a lot of credit. Like, they went out and the Bills re-signed all those good young players. They re-signed Rousseau. They brought back Bernard. They gave Benford a deal. Shakir mm-hmm. got a deal. Cook eventually, I think, will get one. But, I think a lot of teams have just panicked and said, well, we can't get over the hump, so we're going to rip all this to shreds. We're going to try mm-hmm. something else. I give them credit that they didn't do it. Look, they have been a whisker away. It's not like when they play the Chiefs, they're losing by 30 points. They're losing these games by Kincaid not catching a pass, by less than 20 seconds of the game. I mean, I just feel like at some point, the Bills are going to get through, whether it's them beating the Chiefs or the Chiefs just having a down year. Like, they will get through at some point. They've shown that they're right there, and eventually they're going to bang the door down.
Yeah, that's entirely where I'm standing. You know, recognizing, you know, I think 13 seconds is there. I did it again. Oh, man.
Painful.
I just had a new mantra and I just blew it just now. I'm terrible at my job. Anyways, like that's the smoking gun on McDermott, and you know there's a sure. part of the fan base that is still not gotten over it, and I respect that and totally understand it. Last year, though, even like the Chiefs, you know, the Chiefs did not have a big offensive year at all. And they kind of did whatever they wanted in the AFC title game against the Bills. And it looked like they caught them unaware with the way they started with the quick-hitting passing game and all that stuff. And, like, that's another notch against, you know, McDermott being able to get there, I think.
It is. I will say this, though. I'm going to give – and I think all that's fair. The one thing I will say, to be fair to Sean McDermott the other way, I remember watching that game, and when Benford got hurt and they had to bring in Kyrie Allen, I remember turning to someone I was watching the game with and saying, this game's over. Mm-hmm. They're going to throw at him relentlessly. And if you go back and watch that game, and I'm sure people in Buffalo aren't going to and don't need to. I mean, they were throwing at Elam every time he was in one-on-one coverage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You would just look at it and be like, all right, that's great, 10 yards. There's nothing he's doing about it. And, you know, I think a lot of times offense is about the high-end guys that you have, right? Who's your quarterback? Who's your number one weapon? Who's your big left tackle? Defense is so often about who's the weakest link on your defense. Who is the guy or two or three that I can just go after and pick on and force you to have to play around that guy? I will always wonder that if Benford doesn't get hurt in that game, do the Bills win it? Because I just think, you know, Benford is too good. He wouldn't have gotten picked on like that. Now, maybe they don't. Maybe they would have lost. But I think it's a different game. I will say, and to the Bills' credit, they played a lot more man in that game than they typically have against the Chiefs. I think if you're McDermott, the one thing that you've got to figure out, and it's not easy, and maybe this is also a Brandon Bean question, they have got to get a better pass rush on Mahomes in these games. They're just not going to beat them. I mean, that's the one thing I've criticized the Bills for over the years, and I'll stick by it. If they're going to beat the Chiefs, forget in October. I don't care if they beat them in October.
I don't think we do either anymore.
Nobody cares. No, those games, it's weird. It's actually funny because, like, I've gotten to know quite a few people in Buffalo covering the Bills, of course, and I think we all agree, like, those games in October and November, while they're massive nationally, we all sit there like, it's basically a preseason game. It's fine. But if you're going to win, like, Ed Oliver's got to play big in those games. Greg Rousseau's got to play big in those games. They need a pass rush, and that has been something that has been missing in every single one of their playoff games against Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't know who said it here this time, like, during this season leading up to the Chief game, this past regular season, Matt, but someone I know it's been referenced on Twitter said, I can't wait for the Bills to beat the Chiefs again and feel nothing. that's where a lot of us are at. I mean, I still try to invest in the week to week, but you know, yeah, January. So you really think? I've been wondering if there's another team out there. Like, are the Bengals going to get back to what they were a couple of years ago? Is there a team in the Chiefs division there? Like the Chargers or the Broncos? Are they coming? Is anybody hearing footsteps? I don't think it exists in the AFC East. I don't know. I'm a little skeptical about the Texans. Is there like anybody other than those three that you could make a case for taking a step and becoming a threat?
Yeah, I think the Texans have regressed. I mean, that offensive line somehow is worse. I mean, I covered that Houston-Kansas City game for Sports Illustrated. I was assigned that divisional round game. The Chiefs had 8 sacks. And they could have 15. Yeah. It was unbelievable how much they hit Stroud in that game. Like, I don't believe in them. The Broncos, I think, are phenomenal defensively. They might be the best defense in football if Greenlaw and Hufanga stay healthy. The problem is, and we saw it in Buffalo in the Wildcard game, I don't know that they can score a point. Like, I think in the regular season, it's one thing, because teams like Buffalo and Baltimore and Kansas City, they're not going to give you their A-plus game script. They're just not. They're not going to show exactly what they would do. In a playoff game, those teams are going to annihilate Denver's offense. They just can't function. The Chargers, I look at and say, if you can cover Ladd McConkey, then what? Where's the ball going? Mike Williams at age 37 or whatever. The one team, I don't think they can win the Super Bowl. I don't even think they can get to it. Cincinnati's the one team in like a one-off playoff game. Mm-hmm. They're kind of like, if the NBA, if you just fast-forwarded a series to a game 7, and you played a team that was like a 42-win team but could score 135 points on any given night.
Right.
And you're like, well, what if they just shoot 30 from 33s, right? Like, what if they just hit them all? Like, it's Cincinnati, I would never pick them to win 3 straight playoff games. But if you draw them in like the 2-7 matchup in the wild card round.
Yikes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You have that feeling of like, well, we should win, but Burrow might throw 7 touchdowns. So, right. Who knows? I do think that the Bills, Ravens, and Chiefs are the only three that can get out of the AFC, but I think Cincinnati's that team that those three teams don't want to get in the playoffs.
Right. That was definitely the case last January when it was coming down to it. Like, just keep them out. Thank you.
Yeah, that was so comical. And, you know, like, the Chiefs had nothing to play for, and people were like, well, should they be playing to help the Bengals get in? Like, why?
Right.
Who would ever do that? As if the roles were reversed. Like, the Bengals would be going all out to win a game to let Kansas City get in the playoffs. The Bengals have no defense. They're going to probably have to score 30-plus points a game to win. But, yeah, they're one of those teams you don't want them in the playoff game. Yep. You don't want to have to try to score 35 games. Because, hey, listen, things happen. And, you know, all of a sudden you're going on.
There's always something with them, it seems, right? Like, they got the receivers all signed. Of course, they've got Burrow signed, but now there's this fight with Hendrickson that's ongoing. And the thing with the Shamar Stewart thing is kind of, I don't know, maybe the player's more to blame there. I don't know, but the whole thing's weird.
The whole thing's weird because of their ownership.
Right.
The whole thing's weird. You know, I mean, that's one thing that, look, most NFL owners are so unbelievably wealthy. They don't care if they got to pay out a contract of a couple hundred million. Like, they're just going to do it. They're going to put the money in escrow. They're going to make the interest back in 3 hours, and they're not going to care. Mike Brown is, by any of our standards, insanely wealthy. But by NFL standards, he's cash flow. I remember when a couple years ago, you know, they were still working on the Burrow deal, and I actually talked to an agent who said to me, and meant it, like, was not being sarcastic, they might have to go to a bank and take a small loan out to pay Burrow.
Yeah.
Like, that might be how they have to put it into escrow. you know, because they don't have the money on hand like some of these other teams. The Raiders are another team like that. That was one of the biggest reasons Khalil Mack got traded to Chicago. They couldn't pay him. They financially could not pay him. And I think, you know, that's where, you know, teams like Dallas or teams like the Rams, they don't even care. Kroenke's not going to care.
Right.
But it's, you know, the Bengals, you know, hey, listen, I give it to them. They paid Chase, they paid Higgins. I only thought they'd pay one of them.
Me too. Yep.
You know? But now you look at it, and I guarantee you Mike Brown signed that last check and went, all right, we're done. That's it. And so the problem for the Bengals is they have to draft really, really well, and they have drafted atrociously the last 4 years.
How do you feel about the Chiefs going in? Because I can see a scenario in my head where I'm like, well, these teams aren't just going to keep winning divisions forever. Is there someone that can take them down? But on the other hand, I'm also looking at Rashee Rice back and another year older for Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown. And even though Kelsey's slowing down, I feel like Mahomes could have an insane year and like sort of reclaim the MVP from Allen and Jackson. Like, which way would you lean there?
So my answer is probably not going to please your audience, but my thought process is they actually had a ton of injuries last season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were really beat up. Rice played three games. Worthy was not hurt, but really was not, like, utilized until the back half of his rookie year.
Right.
Butker missed a ton of time. They had four kickers last season. Charles Amena, who was out most of the year. Pacheco was out most of the year. They were missing quite a few players in this offseason. Look, they lost Justin Reed, but they have this kid Jaden Hicks, who I think is going to be probably their next defensive star. He is a very talented kid they're super high on. But I think they'll win the division. I think they'll be fighting with Buffalo and Baltimore for the one seed. I think those three teams will be the top three seeds in some order, probably dependent upon the game that none of us are going to care about when they see each other in week nine. I think Mahomes will have a very good year. But the one thing, if you want to watch the Chiefs and kind of look and say, okay, what is a bellwether? I would say the left side of that offensive line is going to tell you, are they a legit, like, are they the top team in the league? Or are they a contender who could win it all because of who they are, but also, like, there's an issue? Because Tooney is now gone at left guard. That's a meaningful thing. Kingsley Suamate is slotting in there. He was awful last year at tackle. He was much better at guard when they played him there at the end of the year, but he's still a huge question mark. And then at left tackle, look, it can't be worse than it was a year ago. They were a disaster at left tackle last season. But you bring in Josh Simmons, who is super talented from Ohio State, but is coming off a torn patella. And then you have Jalen Moore, who they gave a two-year, $30 million deal to, who's played, I think, 12 games in the NFL as a starter. So if the left side of the line's good, I think they're better, even though I think the record will be worse because they won a billion weird games last year.
Right.
There's a world where they're better in their 13th. Like, I think that's probably what they are if the left side's good. If the left side's not good, I still think they win the division, but then it's like, okay, they're going to the playoffs with some real issues.
Yeah. I thought the Simmons thing was a real key thing to watch, and it feels to me from a distance like the early returns are good there, are they not?
The early returns are shockingly good in the sense that when they drafted him, there was a thought of, hey, look, this is kind of a redshirt year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like, he got hurt. So for anyone who's not familiar with it, he tore his patella tendon, non-contact, mid-October. I think it was like October 20th or so. And that's a really serious injury, especially for a guy of 320 pounds. So there was a real thought of like, okay, look, he's going to come in. He's probably not, you know, he's not going to be there for OTA's mini camp. Maybe he's doing some individual stuff in camp. And then we'll just kind of work him in as time goes on. Well, he was doing team drills in OTA's and in mini camp. And they have said publicly that their expectation is he's going to be ready to go day one of training camp in St. Joe in a couple of weeks. He's been everything they've hoped for to this point. Now, of course, look, we're talking about non-padded practices.
Sure.
You're playing patty cake with a guy. But he is healthy, and he is to this point been what they'd hoped. So he's a huge key because even if Suamati is not great at left guard, look, if the guy's between Simmons and Creed Humphrey, it'll be all right. They'll figure it out.
Right.
You know? But if the left tackle's a problem, and then you'll have guards also a problem, now it's a swinging gate, and Mahomes is, you know, looking at his blind side being a real problem.
Yeah. Is it wrong? Would it be overstating it to say that Simmons was thought of highly enough that if he'd been healthy, maybe he would have been drafted ahead of the LSU kid that the Patriots took, or is that too much?
I don't know that it's too much. I think that would be in the eye of the beholder. I will tell you this. I've had a multitude of people tell me, Listen, if he's healthy, he's unquestionably a top 10 pick. I mean, I think that kind of goes to, look, the Saints took Kelvin Banks out of Texas. I believe it was at 9. Kelvin Banks, he might be a great player. All the best to him. His tape is nowhere near what Simmons' tape was. Right. I think if Simmons is healthy, he's got a case as the number one tackle in the class. He's certainly right there with Campbell and Membo out of Mizzou. But look, the Chiefs, he was at 32 for a reason. He was coming off of a really bad knee injury. Right. There were some concerns about, hey, look, you know, not so much off the field stuff, but like, what is his maturity level? Is he a guy that you got to kind of hold his hand to get him like to do what he needs to do in practice and to like love football, so to speak? So far, really early, those have been questions that have been answered in a positive way for the Chiefs, but we all know how that goes. And let's be real too. He could be fully healed, but it's a 320-pound guy in a patella tendon that needs to be repaired. Like that could,
right.
Yeah, you know, that could also still be a problem at some point.
Yeah, that could be a ticking time bomb at any point here. And any of us, really, if we're not 320 pounds.
Yeah.
Matt, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Best of luck as you continue to recuperate from the back surgery and enjoy your time back home.
Yeah, things are good. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
All right, that is Matt Verderam, SI now on the Chiefs and the NFL in general. A lot of good information there, especially on the Chiefs and this left tackle that I think a lot is riding on. All right, we'll see if you want to react to any of what we've talked about with our guests here. Reload our conversation from earlier about your level of optimism regarding the Bills. Really, anything goes, man. 803-0550 is the number if you'd like to get in. Mike is away today and tomorrow, along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
There's a complementary nature to how the receiver talent can dictate the looks that you get running the football. And running the ball is just so much oftentimes about math. How many blockers you have versus how many box defenders they have. If you change the math for James Cook because you have better receiving talent that forces more too high coverage shells, yeah, I think you could see a really good rushing offense be even better in 2025.
That is Joe Marino, a regular with our morning show crew. Excellent job on draft content and all season content. Locked On Bills is Joe Marino. Glad to have you with us here on WGR on this hot, steamy. I haven't been outside in a while, but I'm assuming it's one of those days where I went to play golf super early, and like by the time we got to the first green, I'm like, okay, well, I'm soaked through my shirt. I mean, I might be kind of gross. I don't know, but it was that kind of day. One of them days. There's uniform news. When were we talking? Was it just yesterday we were talking about uniforms?
It was just
yesterday. I really got to work on my time.
Time's a flat circle. Don't even worry about it.
You might have gotten some pushback from me if you'd said, "Oh, that was last Thursday." I might have said, it seems more recent than that, but I probably would have just gone, yeah, okay.
That fits,
That could be. That seems like about the same time frame a week ago and yesterday. Anyways, didn't I just recently like think something Mike brought up in like around now on a show that we talked about at 3 o'clock was from a week ago or something? That happened recently in here. He was like, yeah, you remember we were talking about this? I'm like, oh yeah, what was that, last week? Like, no, at 3 today. Remember that? Anyway, don't ask me remember that questions. It's a struggle. Anyway, there's uniform news. There's a report. Buffalo Rumblings, a fine outlet for Bills content, has a story just posted on the socials within the last little while here. And it says here that they have learned through – hang on, I want to read it exactly as it's written here. Where did it go? I had the quote. Okay, remains to be seen what the Bills have planned to properly say goodbye to the Ralph in 2025, but an inside anonymous source with Buffalo Rumblings has reported that Buffalo is set to reveal a new alternate helmet. I'm doing great. On July 22nd. Anonymous source with Buffalo Rumblings. Their Buffalo Rumblings. Anyway, whatever. That feels to me that that's weirded oddly, but nonetheless, this Bills site is saying they've learned that the Bills are going to reveal a new alternate helmet on July 22nd. The Saints, yeah, it was yesterday. The Saints just did this yesterday. Reintroducing, I feel like I've seen that helmet before that they had displayed yesterday, but they're going to wear it, I think, three times next year was the report done there. Not a part of the rivalry series uniforms or anything. And this, what I'm reading here at Buffalo Rumblings, goes on to say that it is not believed that this alternate helmet that's going to be revealed on the 22nd of July is related to the Nike-sponsored rivalry series uniforms that the Bills are a part of for 2025. That's how this came up yesterday. We were talking about the Saints doing this and what the Bills could do or will do. And I remembered this rivalry thing around the draft was announced. They're taking turns with divisions in the NFL. And the first two up are the AFC East and I forget the NFC division. It doesn't matter. Maybe the West. Whatever it is. Two divisions a year, the plan is moving forward. They will have special uniforms designed for these interdivision matchups here. So I'm thinking Bills, Dolphins, Bills, Patriots, both night games early in the schedule probably make sense for that. And think about what that is. I don't know that we really filled it out yesterday. I did mention that there was one speculative post I saw that had a pretty radical design of a Bills, like silver design with white accents and a silver and whited out helmet. It was all white and silver. Not any other color really represented. It was a shot of Keon Coleman with a jersey and a helmet is what I was looking at. And so it's Nike, and I wonder just how I wouldn't want to dismiss this silver mock-up I saw, even though it could just be one fan's dream idea, but Nike rivalry series probably means adventurous uniform concept, I think. Right? Unless the NFL just doesn't want to be like Nike with college football. But, you know, think about Nike and think about the Oregon Ducks, Nike headquarters. I mean, that is, they don't even wear matching socks in the same uniform.
That's for losers.
They're just everywhere. So I wonder how open-minded the NFL is going to be to that and how adventurous Nike will be. I'm going to say allowed to be. I'll bet they presented a lot of ideas that were met with, no, we're the National Football League. We're not doing that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No. But I wonder, like, just how, you know, how out there that uniform will be. But again, this news from Buffalo Rumblings is saying that there's another uniform related thing coming down the pike here, and it's coming pretty soon. I mean, it's the 10th of July now, so we're talking 12 days, day before camp opens, July 22nd. It's a very specific timeline they're giving here, so that increases to me the credibility of this being correct. So we'll see what that means. I wonder if they're introducing, my money right now on an alternate helmet for the Bills is the red helmet.
Oh, I've been there for a while with that one.
Because right last year in the old stadium, the glory years of the 90s, and of course before that, wearing the red helmets, I would bet it's not a permanent change, but I would guess that that's a feature alternate, you know, for a couple of home games.
I think they could do it, especially for like that Rivals one. Like that would make sense because I think they're matched up with Miami too. I mean, you could do the 90s and that would work for me.
Yeah, I wonder if the thing about that though is, I mean, I guess Nike could be asked to incorporate anything into it, but the red helmet is just a pretty traditional, you know, it's a red version of the white helmet that they're currently wearing, right? Is basically all we're talking about. And I don't know if it's separate. I kind of hope it's separate from, I want the rivalry thing to be its own thing.
I do too.
Kit, right? I don't want you to come up with a new uniform design that's pretty adventurous and then just slap a red helmet on top of it. So, you know, I think that is probably best kept to its own thing. And the red helmet to me is one you could just bust out with your regular uniforms.
Yeah, you don't have to change much. Yeah.
Right.
It's just, I'm probably like one of like the Grinches with this. I almost don't want like a new uniform or a new helmet. I think they've nailed it. Like, I think they've got it. The white helmet, they changed the face mask, perfect.
I do think they look great right now.
I think they look great. I'm terrified that they will get adventurous and will be horrendous. Like, in my worst dreams, I could see, like, a black alternate jersey, and I'm like, no, that doesn't fit them. Like, we're just, it's the 90s all over again. We're going, the black cells, no, don't do this. But, like, I've also seen, like, stuff from a few months ago. I think there was, like, at, like, an autograph signing. They had a blue helmet, which is pretty cool. Yeah. And I've liked Allen when he comes out to the return of the blue and red. He's always got a different helmet. But I'm absolutely petrified that they're going to have something terrible because I think they've already reached perfection. And I don't want them to screw it up.
If they are indeed going to introduce this alternate helmet on July 22nd, then the team is absolutely wearing those helmets at the blue and red scrimmage. Because that's like 2 weeks after that, I think, August 1st, August 8th. I don't have the date committed to memory. I'm sorry, but I know it's coming up pretty early on in August. August 1st. Thank you, Zach. So I'll bet, you know, you got new gear. Get the line started at the Bills store for the new helmet that maybe is just the throwback to the old red helmet. That's my guess. It's only a guess. This story that I'm getting from Buffalo Rumblings does not at all even really speculate on what the helmet will be. My guess, Radio's the Bulldog, is guessing it's just a return to the red helmet that the Bills wore in the 90s. That's my guess. But again, they're saying not related to the Nike Rivalry Series uniforms that we already just talked about and talked about yesterday too. Okay, uniform news, 2 days in a row. All right, there we are. Be on alert for July 22nd. We'll hit up a timeout here, 803-0550, if you got any reaction, any suggestion on what an alternate helmet could be or the uniform in general. Feel free to hit me up at 803-0550. Mike is away today, along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR. Thanks for hanging here on a Thursday. I am the Bulldog. Mike is off today. He'll be off again tomorrow. Sammy P tomorrow at 3:30. and our buddy Matt Perino from the Shout Podcast will join me at 4 o'clock tomorrow. I've got a very fun summary. No, we're not drafting beer. Talk show idea tomorrow. I don't say anymore, but I think it'll be a fun one. Triggered by something Mike did for me for my birthday last week, that I had the thought that, you know, I know I'm going to be working alone on Friday the 11th, and I think I like this idea. So hopefully you will too, and we'll have ourselves a time. I did not get to this with either of our NFL guests, more for Verderam than for Waldman. Waldman's more like the X's, O's, that guy. Verderam's more like, you know, around the league news guy. This NFL collusion story is not going away. Like, it is the executive director of the NFLPA works for a firm that is financially motivated by the NFL, you know, being, you know, they're investing in the NFL. He makes money helping people invest in the NFL, and he makes money himself investing in the NFL. And the story is that after the Deshaun Watson contract, fully guaranteed contract from the Browns, that the league wanted other teams, and other teams wanted to, like, put a slam the door on that. Like, we're not getting into that business. We're not doing that, despite the Browns doing it. And there's an email trail that implicates teams and the league office, and, like, it's messy. And the findings were known, and the NFL, the NFLPA sort of tried to just put it over there where nobody could see it, and so it basically settled. And now more and more is leaking out. And, like, it's not the kind of thing that the average fan, I think, is really bent about. But I'm very curious to see where it goes for the players. I mean, the high end of the player pool, obviously, is extremely well compensated. But the, like, rank and file union members, of which there are way, 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 way more of than the superstar, you know, $50 million quarterback guys, I wonder, man, how this is all going down. So, pretty big development on the story with the NFLPA executive director certainly having the appearance, if not flat out, a conflict of interest about just settling that and keeping it from getting too much traction. So, tough one there. That guy, I don't think he's been fired today, but I don't think he's going to have that job for very much longer, would be my guess. Lloyd Howell Jr., by the way. There's a name to introduce at your next cocktail party. All right, timeout at hand. Matt Waldman, rookie scouting portfolio, and Football Guys Fantasy writing is up next. I am the Bulldog. Mike is away today. This is WG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.